The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The redistricting plan had been lying dormant since last year and was brought to the Senate on the day of the inauguration, which Democratic Senator Henry Marsh was attending. This gave Republicans a one-vote margin. The new plan was attached to a House bill and created a new minority-majority district and an advantage for some Republicans. Democrats were appalled and hoped that House Speaker Bill Howe would toss the plan out. He did.
A responsible upholding of the honor and integrity of the House and of the institution of the Speaker requires that I be consistent in my rulings, and therefore I am going to rule that Senate amendments are not germane and out of order.
Senator Dick Sazlaw and other Democrats had argued it's unconstitutional.
The small technical changes that the House has made would pass constitutional muster. Where you would run into problems is if you did a wholesale redistricting, which is what occurred here.
Senate Republicans said they remain committed to creating a sixth majority-minority district as required by the Voting Rights Act, and said they're confident that those new districts will be the ones under which the 2015 elections will be conducted. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.